Good morning, Church of the King. Nice to see everybody here. Well, I was praying and the Lord gave me two words. The two words are follow me. And the passages I'm going to read are very familiar. The first one is Matthew 4, 18 through 22. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. The second scripture is John 1, 40 through 43. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which translated is Peter. The next day he proposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." I believe Jesus wasn't just strolling along the Sea of Galilee. He had a purpose. And I believe he was smiling. I never thought of this before, but I believe that Jesus smiled a lot. Even though he knew what was going to happen, he knew what was down the road. He smiled when he was teaching. He smiled when he saw the children. And he smiled when he was walking down the Sea of Galilee. He was looking at his father's creation. He was enjoying the ocean, or the sea. I always call it the ocean. He was looking and I believe his heart was just bursting with love, enjoying the beautiful blue sky. And between you and I, I'm so glad God didn't make the sky orange or green. You know, blue's a nice color. He enjoyed the birds flying overhead and the sound of the waves as they were hitting the shore, much like we would. I don't know how many of you enjoy going to the ocean, enjoying its many sights and sounds, but I know I do. And I found this too. I know he called other disciples and he said, "Follow me." But it just dawned on me how he called brothers. And they just took off. There's a lot of instances in the Bible where he called brothers. He called Andrew and Peter, and then he called James and John. Okay. And like I said, the two words that kept sticking in my head were "follow me." Follow me, and immediately they didn't hesitate, even though they were catching fish, which was their livelihood. Then they were helping the other two were helping their father mend nets, which also had to do with their livelihood. They followed him. Then I wondered, how did we get here? How did we get where we are in the Lord? I mean, what have we gone through that Christ used to bring us to where we are? I'm going to give you a little bit of my background. I would love to hear in some time and place each one of your stories of how you got to where you are now in the Lord. I think that would be so awesome. So I grew up in a very abusive home. I was abused as a toddler and went up till I left home. I was terrified of my father. That had a lot to do with how I was towards God. Not Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. But all my life, I'm 71 years old, but until I came here, I was terrified of God. Even though I knew they were three in one, and all, it's just as God separate, you know, I was terrified of him. And Apostle Michelle helped me to realize through her teachings and preachings that God loves us the same as Jesus does. So I thought that was pretty awesome. I accepted the Lord around 7 or 8, but I was I don't know if you've all ever heard of RVR, which is River Valley Ranch. It's a Bible camp. My uncle sent me there with my brother and sisters, and they have this big tabernacle at the bottom of the hill, and they have stores and everything, shops. And you get on a bus and you ride up the mountain to the cabins. It was very nice. And that's where I first accepted the Lord. They have rodeos every Saturday. They still continue this day doing that. I've heard them on the radio. Anyway, I'm kind of giving you a little history here. But I was 7 or 8 when I first accepted the Lord. And I was in church, in a Lutheran church, when I was in old enough to go to nursery up until I was 22 years old. And back then, you know, the ladies wore gloves and hats and all to church. And I remember standing outside, watching the people as they left, and listening to them say, "Oh, did you see what hat she had on? Oh, did you see this dress she had on?" And the Lord put this, and you know, when you're in a church for so long, I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but when you're in a place for so long, even though you're not involved in the workings and doing different things in the church, you still have this like pull to go to that church. Well, the Lord, follow me. He had me leave. He put a desire in my heart for more. Well, I found a small group. I met somebody just in passing, and they started talking to me, invited me to the church. Follow me. I went there, and it was a little small room that they had rented in a house. There I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Again, the Lord, follow me. So during all these different things, the Lord can be saying, follow me, or we go as we feel the unction of the Holy Spirit. But that was the most wonderful time, aside from just accepting the Lord as my Savior, when I received the Holy Spirit. I tried different churches, and then I finally went to a church. We had moved to the Eastern Shore, and I went to a church, and I taught in the Christian Academy. I taught school. I studied hard. I got my minister's license, 8.5 years. Then comes a test. My marriage was destroyed, and I was asked to give up my minister's license because of my ex-husband. I let hurt and betrayal stop me. It left me devastated, because when this happened, I was teaching. So I left the church. I wasn't happy. I got sidetracked. I ran for years from the Lord. Even though I was in church all the time, I found another church. I was there. I still had been closed. I closed my heart off from the Lord. I was singing, "I Surrender All," or "Where He Leads Me, I'll Follow." And I'm like, How many times have I mean, I know this old hymn, but how many times have I sung that at home only to dig my heels in or act like I don't hear God when he asks me to do something? Or do what he asks me to do when it suits me. And the Lord's, looks like somebody can associate with that. But, you know, it's all about, very subtly, he leads us. And he might not say, follow me every time. But this is what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Follow me. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Don't dig your heels in. The Holy Spirit spoke to me one time when I lived in this big farmhouse. He said, you're going to be moving. I had one big room where I had stored a lot of stuff. He said, go ahead and go through it and everything. You're going to be leaving, you know. I didn't do it. I just started it half-heartedly. And I thought, I'm not going to leave, you know. 7 years went by, and I had to leave. I had to leave everything that I had in that room. I mean, it's just stuff, but that's just an example of not listening to the Holy Spirit. When he says, follow me, I love the Holy Spirit. I love the way he speaks to you. And he's so gentle and loving. I used to consider myself a good Christian or a halfway follower of Christ. I like the way Apostle Michelle said, a follower of Christ. I say that now instead of Christian. I notice when you go to talk with people, when they say, I'm a Christian, you say I'm a Christian, or they asked you if you're a Christian, and you say, yeah, they're either wanting to talk to you or not wanting to talk to you. You know, they kind of, but so when she said, we're followers of Christ. I really like that. So that's what I say from now on. I'm a follower of Christ. And as a follower of Christ, I've come to realize that it's not okay to dig my heels in. It's not okay to not be obedient. I mean, I notice sometimes he doesn't want you to do something right away, but he will let you know, and you need to pay attention. We need to get out of our comfort zones, and that's one thing, I think, while we dig our heels in, and he says, follow me. I want you to do this or that. We dig our heels in, and we don't want to get out of our comfort zone, like me today. But it's all right. I'm not nervous. We need to do what we can to further the kingdom of God. No matter if it's a small thing, nothing is small to the Lord when you're doing his work, when you're further in God's kingdom. Miss Donna, you say you can't read anymore, but I'll bet anything you are a terrific prayer warrior. She prays. Okay. Giving somebody a ride to church, Miss Wadella, or taking them home. You're further in the kingdom of God, even though you don't realize it, or maybe you do. Okay? Just showing kindness to someone, even if you don't want to. You know, how many times have I said, Lord, help me. Boy, sometime I was sorry I prayed this. Lord, help me love the unlovable. Because, boy, did he bring some people by my way. Yes, indeed. But, you know, I still keep doing it. And sometimes I see them like, they look at me like, what's wrong with you? Why are you, you know, I'm being mean to you. Why are you being nice to me? But the Lord, this is my next door neighbor, okay? And I love her. And I looked at her one day and I said, you know, the Lord told me that you really gave up a lot when you were raising your son, didn't you? And she shook her head, yeah. And she started telling me a bunch of stuff. And I said, you know, I said, Jesus really loves you. I said, he's always been with you. And, I mean, he showed me how lonely she is. Different things that I could pray about, you know. She says, well, the other day she said, well, I have my son and I have Stephanie. And I'm like, but you need Jesus. He'll make all the difference in the world. When the Lord says, follow me, he also wants us to forgive other people. I had a problem with my sister. My sister had an abortion. And I begged her to let me have that baby. I wanted to have it and raise it. She had an abortion. And I was wrong because I wasn't in the church at the time, but I judged her, and I was wrong about that. And it caused a rift between her and I for a long time. And I kept saying, Lord, I forgive her. Lord, I forgive her. It was lip service. It wasn't from my heart. Following Jesus means we have to forgive people from our hearts. And then we have to forgive ourselves. How many times have we forgiven somebody and not forgiven ourselves for maybe our part of what we did? And, you know, somebody said something to me one day. They said, well, if Jesus can forgive us, why can't you forgive yourself? You're not better than he is. And that really hit me. So sometimes it's not that easy, but I still keep at it. You know, I don't want to hold unforgiveness in my heart. So I want to be totally the Lord's. I want to be obedient, forgiving, and joyful. And, wow, I wrote a lot of pages. God wants, he impressed this on me too. God wants to do great things in this place. He's preparing us for a move of his spirit like never before. People are going to feel love when they come here, and they're going to be different when they leave here. Sometimes when we follow the Lord, our friends, family members, they turn against us or totally ignore us. I mean, just totally go away from us. There is joy in serving the Lord. Sometimes there's pain and hurt, but the wonderful thing is he's always there in us, beside us, and around us. He encourages us, comforts us, ministers to us if we don't shut him out. That's very important. Okay, so what does it mean to be a follower of Christ? I just said all that. Sometimes we're ridiculed, and sometimes we're mocked. Sometimes in other countries, thank God, I haven't heard of it happening here, people were thrown in jail, tortured, and even losing their lives. Just showing God's love to people. And that's all I have today. But if we follow the Lord and be obedient to his spirit, Jesus smiles. Thank you.